Today we're going to do Chagiga Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. We're holding at the bottom of Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis V'Choshech Anun Va'Arafel Makifno. So we're describing what it looks like up in Shemayim, what's going on in the seven heavens and around the Kodesh Baruch Hu's throne. So two lines from the bottom: V'Choshech Anun Va'Arafel Makifno. So darkness and cloud and Arafel, which is some type of haze, surrounds the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Shnemar Yashas Choshech Sisro Sivosav Sukaso Cheshchas Mayim Ovei Shchakim. That pasuk mentions all of those things. Umika chashucha kami shemaya, but is there darkness by Hashem? Vaksiv, doesn't the pasuk say when Daniel speaks, Hu gala amikasa umistarasa yada ma bechashocha unahora imeishara, that he reveals that which is deep and hidden. He knows what's in the darkness, and the light resides with him. So don't you see that there's only light residing with Hashem? Lo kasha, no. When the Gemara says that, when the pasuk says that light resides with him, that's bebate gavai. That's in the innermost chambers with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vaha, when we say that there's choshech with Hashem, that's bevati barai. That's in the outermost chambers. Vamar Avacha bar Yaakov says, in addition to the seven rakiyim, Od rakiya echad yesh l'malam mirashi achayos. There's another rakiya above the heads of the chayos, of the chayos, which are one of the types of angels. Tichsiv, because the pasuk says udmos al rashi achaya rakia ke'en hakerach hanora, that there's a rakia that's spread out over the heads of the chayos, and that's like a sheet of ice that allows for fear on all those who see it, because it's so clear. Ad kan yesh l'cha rishus l'daber, mikan v'eilech en l'cha rishus l'daber. And up until this point, we can speak about these things. Beyond that, we're not allowed to speak about these things. Shekin kasu b'sefer ben sira, because it says in Sefer ben sira, b'mufla mimach, which with that which is beyond us, al tidrosh, we should not seek out, v'mechusa mimcha al tachkor, and with that which is covered from us, we should not investigate. But meshu hursheisa hisbonein ein lecha isek binistaros. That which we're allowed to deal with, we should deal with, but we have no business with the hidden things. So main point number one, we have no permission to darshan or to seek out more than Hashem reveals to us. So we shouldn't discuss things up in Shemayim too much. We're not allowed to. So the Gemara now brings a brisa that connects to the issue of the seven rakiim. Tanya, Amar Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, Machu v'shibatu baskala osa rasha b'shar shamer ele el b'masayav adam ele elyon. What did the heavenly voice respond to that terrible rasha Nebuchadnezzar when he said that I'm going to go up to the heavens and I'm going to be just like God? Yotza baskal v'yamrlo. Baskal, the heavenly voice came out and said to him, Rasha ben Russia, you wicked person, the son of a wicked person, ben benoshel Nimrod Russia, the grandson of Nimrod Russia, Shemrid kol olam kulo alav, who caused everyone b'malchuso, who caused everyone to rebel against Hashem in his malchus, when he gave everyone the idea of the Dor HaFlaga to build this tower up to God. How long does a person live on this earth? Shivim Shana, on average 70 years. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, Yimeshno Seinuvem Shivim Shana, Vim Begvurosh Manim Shana, that a person lives 70 years, and if he lives to Gvuros, he lives 80 years. Velamina Aretz Ad L'Rekia, from the earth to the heavens, Mahale Chamesh Meil Shana, is 500 years. Va'ovio Shal Rekia, the thickness of the Rekia itself is Mahale Chamesh Meil Shana, is a 500-year journey. V'chein Bein Kol Rekia V'Rekia, and also between each and every one of the rakiyos is also a 500-year journey. L'malamehen, and above those seven rakiyos, chayos hakodesh. Then you have the chayos hakodesh, which ragle achayos, the thickness just of the legs of the chayos, keneged kulam, equals all the other seven rakiyos together. Karsule achayos, the ankles of the chayos, keneged kulan, are also just as long as all the seven rakiyos together. Shoke achayos, the calves or thighs of the chayos, keneged kulan, are also. Ruchuve achayos, the knees of the chayos, keneged kulan. Yerecha achayos, the thighs of the chayos, keneged kulan, are also that big. Gufe achayos, keneged kulan, the torso of the chayos, are that big. Tzavari achayos, keneged kulan, the necks of the chayos, are that big. Rashi achayos, keneged kulan, the heads of the chayos, are that big. Karnei achayos, keneged kulan, the horns of the chayos, are that big. Lemal mehen, and then once you get past all those series of 500-year journeys, you get to Kisei HaKavod. You finally get to the Kisei HaKavod. And then, Ragli Kisei HaKavod, Keneged Kulan. The legs of the Kisei HaKavod alone are as big as everything else up until now put together. kisei hakavod, and the kisei hakavod itself, kinei kulon, as big as everything else until then put together. Umelech kel chai v'kayim ram and yisah shochein aleim. And on that, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'ata amarte elo b'masayav adam ala elyon. You realize how foolish that is, nuvuchanetzar, to say you're going to go up to Shemayim and be like Hashem. You can't even make it a tiny percentage of the journey to get up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Achel sha'ol turad el yarka sevar. You're just going to sink down to the depths. You're going nowhere anytime soon. So main point number two, the Baskel informs Nebuchadnezzar that he can't be like Hashem because he can't even get anywhere near Hashem. It's too far of a distance. And the Mishnah said, lo b'merkava b'yachid. You're not allowed to learn about the Maaseh Merkava alone. Tani Rebbe Chiya, aval moshun lo rashi prakim. You're not allowed to teach it alone, but you're allowed to give the basic ideas, the basic outline that it says in Sefer Yecheskel to begin the conversation. Now, Amar Rebbe Zeris says, even though you're allowed to give the basic outline, Amos and Rashi Prakim Elala Av Beisdin, Ulakal Mishalibo Doig Bikirbo. It has to be given only over to special people, like an Av Beisdin, anyone who has a certain amount of humility in Yer Shemayim and doesn't experience lightheadedness. Ikada Amri Vu Shalibo Doig Bikirbo. Some say it has to be both an Av Beisdin and someone who has all those positive qualities. Amar Rabbi Yami Ein Mos from Sisrei Torah El Lamish Yesh Bo Chamisha Dvarim. You don't give over the secrets of the Torah to anybody unless they have five qualities. Sar Chamishim, they have to be 50 years old. Unasu Panim, they have to they have to pay attention to the other people of their generation. V'yoetz, and they have to know how to establish the calendar. V'chacham charashim, and they have to he has to be the kind of person that makes his rebbeim even smarter. When he speaks to Rei Torah, everyone's quiet because he has intelligent things to say. Unavon lachash, and he understands things from other things. He's able to derive concepts. When you give him one thing, he's able to derive more out of the information that you give him. Rabbi Yami also says, by the way, we don't teach Torah to idolaters. Shenemar, because the pasuk says, "Lo asachem l'chol gai." HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah only to the Jewish people. You're not allowed to do it for every other nation. Mishpatim bal yudaum. The mishpatim of Hashem, the laws of Hashem, they should not know. One should not teach the mishpatim to them. So, main point number three: we teach the Merkava only to someone who's now based in and has very, very great qualities. We only give Sisrei Torah, the secrets of Torah, to people who have five particular qualities. And we never give Torah to Ovdei Chachamim. So three levels. We give the Torah of the Merkava only to the most qualified, someone who's not based in and has a lot of great qualities. We only give the second level of Sisrei Torah. We give secrets of Torah only to someone who has five qualities. And the third level is we don't give any Torah to Ovdei Chachamim. Amar le Rabbi Yochanan le Rabbi Elazar, ta agamreich b'maaseh merkava. He says, come, let me teach you about the maaseh merkava. Amar le Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yochanan, lo kashayim, I'm not old enough. I still have, I'm still too young. Kikash, when Rabbi Elazar got a little older, nach nafshei Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was dead already by then. Amar le Rabbi Asis, Rabbi Asis, Rabbi Elazar, ta agamreich, come b'maaseh merkava. Come and I'll teach you the maaseh merkava. Amar le Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Asis, izakai kemirtim Rabbi Yochanan rabuch. If I would have had all of the qualities necessary at the time, I would have been able to learn from your Rebbe, Rabbi Yochanan. But I wasn't prepared at the time, that's why I have to learn it from you. Rav Yosef Havagamir, Maisa Merkava. Rav Yosef was learning the Brisos about the Maisa Merkava. Sabi de Pumbedisai Havutani be Maisa Bereshis. And the elders of Pumbedisa were learning about the Maisa Bereshis. Amr Le, so the elders of Pumbedisa said to Rav Yosef, Ligmor Lon Mar, Maisa Merkava, why don't you teach us everything that we need to know about the Maisa Merkava? Amar Lahu, Rav Yosef said, Agamrun li, Maaseh Bereishis. Sure, we'll make a deal. You scratch my back, I'll scratch yours. Meaning, you teach me the Maaseh Bereishis. Basar di Gamrun, after the elders of Pumbedisa taught Rav Yosef about Maaseh Bereishis, Amar Lahu, they said to him, Yil Gamrun mar b'Maaseh Merkava. Okay, so now teach us Maaseh Merkava. Amar Lahu, Rav Yosef says, Tanina Behu, we learn about these things, Dvash v'chalav tachas l'shonech, that this is like honey and milk under your tongue. Dvarim ha-mesukin midvash v'chalav. Things that are even sweeter than honey and milk, like the Maaseh Merkava, you tachas l'shoncha, should be under your tongue. You shouldn't teach them to other people. You should keep them hidden under your tongue. So I'm not really supposed to teach it to anybody. So sorry, Rabbi Avahu Amar Mehecha. Rabbi Avahu says the same idea of not teaching it comes from here. Kavasim lilvushecha. Dvarim shehin kivshono shalolam. That which is the secret of the world, you tachas levushcha, will be underneath your garment. You should keep hidden under your garments that you shouldn't share with other people. So he tricked them essentially. Rav Yosef tricked them into teaching him about the Ma'aser Bereishis. Then he wouldn't teach them back about the Ma'aser Merkava. Amar leh, so the elders of Pimatis said to Rav Yosef, Tanin Behu, we already learned the Braisa that speaks about Ma'aser Merkava, Ad Vayomer Elai B'nei Adam, until the beginning of the second parak of the Navi Yechezkel that discusses it. So we learned a lot about it already. Amar lehu, Rav Yosef said back to them, Hein Hein Ma'aser Merkava. Well, then you already got the main point of the Ma'aser Merkava. Those last two psukim are the main issue, the last two psukim of parak Aleph for the main Ma'aser Merkava. So the Gemara asks on Rav Yosef that he said these two last psukim of parak Aleph and Yechezkel of the Ma'aser Merkava sounds like the psukim before it aren't really the Ma'aser Merkava. Meisvei. So the Gemara asks, wait a second. Ad heichon Ma'aser Merkava. Until where in the Pesukim at the beginning of Yechezkel do we consider it to be the Ma'aser Merkava? Rabbi Omer, ve'era basra. It's the words ve'era ke'en chashmal, which is the Pasuk in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Chav Zayin, which of Sefer Yechezkel. Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, ad chashmal. And so then also another word in that same pasuk. So you see that even that the whole parak until those last two psukim are also called Ma'aser Merkava. So how can you say that only the last two psukim themselves are called Ma'aser Merkava? So Gemara says, no, we're misunderstanding the brisa. What it's asking, Ad Heichanu Ma'aser Merkava, that you're allowed to darshin, means that you're allowed to darshin even for someone who doesn't know. Ad ve'era megamrinan, until ve'era you're allowed to teach to anybody. Mikan ve'elach masrinan, after that you give it to someone who's not a chacham and who doesn't understand things on his own. You can only give Rashi Prakim, you can only give the basic outline, because that's the crux of the Ma'aser Merkava. Ikeda amri, others say, Ad va'era masrin rashi prakim, until va'era, those for most of the first chapter, you can only give the outline. Mikan ve'elach imuchacham even midaito in ilo lo. Only if he's wise and understanding can you give him anything. Otherwise, you can't teach him anything. Umidar shina b'chashmal, so ask the Gemara, are we really allowed to darshan about chashmal? Chashmal in modern Hebrew means electricity. In biblical Hebrew, we don't know what it means. It's some sort of supernatural force that we can't even describe. So are we allowed to darshan about chashmal? Vahu yanuka de darsh b'chashmal. Wasn't there this young person once that darshan about chashmal? V'nafka nura, and the fire came out from the word chashmal, va'achalte, and it devoured him. So says Mar Shaini Yinuka Delav Matezimni. That's different because he was a young person and he wasn't really old enough to learn about chashmal yet. Amr viu the Bram Zachar also ish l'tov Chanani ben Chizkiah Shemo. But there's someone we should remember for the good, and his name is Chanani ben Chizkiah. Imali hu nigna sefer Yecheskel. Were it not for him, the whole sefer Yecheskel would have been hidden away. Show you dvarav sosrin divrei Torah, because there were some words in Yecheskel, there were some psukim in Yecheskel that went against what it says in the Torah, or so we thought, and therefore they wanted to hide away the whole book. Ma'as, so what did Chanani ben Chizkiah do? Helu lo sholosh meos garbei shemin. He brought up 300 jugs of oil in order to light candles. The Yashav Ba'aliyah, and he locked himself up in an attic somewhere, Udarsho, and he figured out how to drushes for the different psukim in order to explain Sefer Yechezkel properly, so that it won't pose a challenge, that it won't be considered to be against the Torah. Tan Rabban, we have a brisa. Ma'isa b'tino chechot sheyikari b'veis rabo b'Sefer Yechezkel. There was a child that was learning in his rabbi's house Sefer Yechezkel v'yamevin b'chashmal, and he was trying to darshan about chashmal. The Yatza Eish Mechashmal Sarafto, and a fire came out from the word Chashmal and devoured him, burnt him. Ubikshu Ligno Sefer Yecheskel. So, based on that, they wanted to hide away Sefer Yecheskel, because people who would learn it would get into the spiritual realm and they'd get devoured. Amalan Chanani Ben Chizkia Imzeh Chacham HaKol Chacham Mein. Well, just because this one is a Chacham, you think everyone is going to be a Chacham and is going to have this problem? Don't worry about it, it's not going to be a problem. Main point number four, and the last one here in Yud Gimel Amin Aleph, is that it's a sakana, it's dangerous to learn about, to teach about the Merkava to children, especially to teach the Inyan of Chashmal, whatever that means. To teach the Inyan of Chashmal, that's especially dangerous to teach to younger people. Okay, Baz Hashem will pick up with my Chashmal next time, and we'll do Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis.